WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
On Monday, we recorded a concert and interview with pianist and composer Jessica Williams, whose CDs we often play on Fresh Air. She's just begun a tour, and tonight she'll perform at Merkin Concert Hall in Manhattan. We're very excited about our concert with Jessica Williams, which we'll broadcast next Wednesday. In the meantime, we're going to give you a preview. You do amazing things with jazz standards, with familiar tunes that you kind of take apart and put back together again. I'm going to ask you to play a standard for us and to do what you do with it. Would you play the Gershwin song, Nice Work, if you can get it?
Yeah, I'll give it a try.
That's great. It's Jessica Williams at the piano. Oh, I love that. You had a great stride thing going there. You use a kind of stride left hand a lot in your playing.
It's an entirely different world for me. Stride piano is something that sometimes I can really get it going and I can go really fast with it. Other times I feel the time a little differently. I think it's just about how I'm feeling at the moment.
For our listeners who aren't familiar with the expression stride piano, would you just play
stride would be the root in the bass or the fifth or a bass note and a chord and like that. So, if you were to play cheek to cheek as a stride piece, it would be. And then I could approach the tune from, say, another angle, which would be more, shall we say, streamlined or modern, which would be. ¶¶ Or we could always do it as ballad, you know. There's so many ways to play tunes, and the really great tunes, you can do almost anything to. You know, you can play them fast, slow, run them up the flagpole. It's lots of different things you can do with a tune, a good tune.
In your listening, did you go back as early as James P. Johnson, who's, you know, one of the fathers of stride piano, and started recording in the 20s?
I kind of did everything backwards. I started with the music. By the time I was 16 years old, listening to Coltrane, Miles, even Eric Dolphy. I was introduced to free music. And then I turned around and went backwards and got into the history of the music. But it wasn't until, I think, probably the last 5 or 6 years that I actually even had heard Albert Ammons or James P. Johnson or Fats Waller. I mean, really heard them, really listened to them, to the point where they became a part of me. And Earl Garner just changed my life. I mean,
What about his playing changed you?
Well, first it was these records with tunes that last 2 or 3 minutes, and they're just little gems of pure joy and optimism. He had such a quirky sense of humor, where Thelonious had kind of one kind of humor that was kind of an inside humor. Earl Garner was just flat out goofy sometime. It's so much fun to listen to his music. And I think a lot of people are aware that he would play 4 beats to a measure in the left hand, very similar to what Freddie Green was doing on the guitar in the Count Basie Orchestra. So you would get a feeling like, let's see, I Wish I Knew. And it's funny because that approach even works on very slow tempos. He would play Body and Soul. You know, he'd have that real slow. Oh, so groovy, you know. And even without a rhythm section, it really, really swung.
Well, that's just a preview of our concert with pianist Jessica Williams. You can hear the whole concert a week from today on Fresh Air. Tonight, Jessica Williams performs in Manhattan at Merkin Concert Hall.